Okay. Where are we?
I'm usually not a fan of consent calendars, but today I'm okay with it.
Oh, I should wait. Are we on? Good, sorry. We are now reconvened for the admin portion of the meeting. We have a number of items on consent. I move approval of those.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Thank you, Steve. We have three items on discussion, I believe. The first one is the public utilities for nightly day at the NDPSC update from Stacy.
Short discussion, and then hopefully we can move this to scheduling, but we did have a conference call with the folks from the magazine last week, and Steve sat in on that. The way they do it is they'll fly in the day before, they want to spend one whole day here, and then they'll fly out the next day. They need about a half an hour with each commissioner to do the interviews, and then they'll also interview some staff, and then a time when all three of you can take a picture together. So we need a day when you're all around, but you don't have to be around all day. You have to be here together for the picture and then have a half hour available for interview. So you can keep that in mind when we get to scheduling. And then you'll also want to think about where you want to take your picture. It's completely up to you, they said. And you can kind of look at some of the other ones. Some of them do them, you know, inside the Capitol or with the Capitol in the background. Some of them, it looks like they're like in their hearing room. So some are kind of more formal and some of them are a little more relaxed, but so you can kind of think about that.
Can we do them outside?
Mm-hmm. Yep. This one's outside.
Oh, it is.
I've seen some other ones outside. So, you know, if you wanted to have like the Capitol in the background or if you want to do it downstairs in front of the seal in the hall, that's a kind of a common place too, or...
It is a good picture background.
Yeah, whatever. You guys can think about that. We don't have to decide that today.
Some of it depends on when, what month they come.
Yes, we're going to be looking at August. So.
Oh.
Yeah. That'll be a challenge when we get to scheduling. But.
Well, then we could definitely try for outside. I guess. Think about that.
Yeah, the flowers out front are really pretty, too. I haven't looked at them lately. But, and then they do also do staff interviews. And they can do that however we want. They can do one-on-ones, or they can do, like, groups. And if you look in here, some of them will be, like, groups. Like, the whole legal team will be together, or, you know, all of PUD. So we could do it, you know, where they interview all of PUD together, and that could be one interview. And they said to just showcase whatever you want. It's completely up to us. So I would look for a little bit of feedback on your thoughts of how you want to highlight that. They were kind of interested in things that we do that are kind of different. I know when I brought up mining, the reclamation stuff, they were really interested because that's not something that a lot of other states do within their utilities commission. So I don't know what your feelings just initially are on that, if you'd like to highlight each division.
I think certainly the reclamation in AML is important because it's such a significant portion of our staff that is associated with that, and that it's, I don't know if any other commissions, I'm imagining there are some that have the mine reclamation, but very few.
We're also unique, oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say we're also unique from a siting standpoint. We cite far more than, I'm guessing, most commissions, if not all of them.
I agree with both of those things. When I look at like this from a communication standpoint, which is how I do look at it, it's a chance to highlight. We get to pick what we want to highlight about North Dakota, basically, because it's, most people won't read the whole interview. They'll look at the cover photo. There'll be a headline there. Isn't there something summarizing on the head front? Or does it just say a day in the life always?
Yeah. A day at Indiana, a day at Kentucky.
And then the first page, though, is there usually a kind of a, it seems like there's, I've seen somewhere they pick out a theme kind of about what the commission is really working on. So I guess I would advocate for kind of not just packaging it like a here's this division, here's that division type of thing versus like here's what we're all about. And I would want to focus on like all of the above kind of our North, and use it as an opportunity to highlight North Dakota's really engaged in all the above, and we can highlight the mining, we can highlight the siting, and our state's attitude about energy development with minimal impact. And that can be highlighted in the mining stuff, that can be highlighted in the siting, and our involvement in oil and gas, wind, renewables, carbon capture and sequestration. I think we need to really use it as an opportunity to drive that message home as much as we can.
The questions are very open-ended, so I think that you can kind of frame it how you want, and I'll go through like Commissioner Christman had requested and give you kind of an idea, but just reading through them, they're literally like, you know, as a member of the board, what is a day like for you? How did you, you know, how did you get on the board? What changes have you seen while you've been on? They're very open-ended, so you can kind of, I think, work in themes that you want to.
Yeah, so we don't want to answer those just like they're asked, because that would be really boring.
Yeah, they don't get real specific. What do you enjoy most about your job? Have you noticed a change? What issues do you see the board addressing in the next 5 years? How did you get to be a board member? What's the most rewarding thing you do? They're very high level.
I don't know. This isn't really something, it's not tourism related or anything like that, so I'm not sure to what extent this is about promoting the state necessarily. I think it's, I find it when I read them more for a small audience of utility regulators and staff to learn some things from other utility regulators and staff.
I agree. I mean, maybe it's sounding more promotional, but it's a good opportunity for us to highlight some of our concerns about what we're seeing as themes in the industry and what we're doing about it.
I
think that's the opportunity here, and we should take advantage of it to whatever small audience reads it. We should, because we don't get these opportunities all that often.
I think I'm here kind of being on the same page, although I just will say this. I hate the all of the above phrase. All of the above works until part of the supply line is saturated.
Don't disagree. I mean, I think that's even an important thing to bring up in your interview. What are you, newspaper guy?
I think they're going to take these high-level questions that we answer, and they're going to how it's written is really up to the writer. So I think that's just something to keep in mind, that when we're giving information, they're probably going to try to find common themes. They're going to want to find that real interesting component. Otherwise, it's just another, you know, commission article that reads like the one before and reads like the one before. So
they do write it actual, you know, question answer. So the question is printed and then your answer, and we do get to review them before it's printed. So that's really nice. So if something comes across as you didn't want it to, we'll have a chance to flag it.
You know what? I think it's we're three individual commissioners with our own unique and I think valuable perspectives. Not that, you know, as we saw just a little earlier, we don't always, you know, come to the same end conclusion, but there are a lot of common threads. But I think it's important to also maintain that individuality, if you will, and how we answer these questions. So there's nothing wrong with, you know, for example, saying, you know, you don't look at it as an all-of-the-above strategy, and here's why, but are you doing, and because, you know, when you look at it from this perspective, it works, and there's no wrong answer. We all look at it just, I think, a lot of similarities, but in unique ways, and I think that adds color to the article. So I would say, let's just be ourselves.
Yeah.
But I do think something of, I just got another new one that I haven't read now, but it's so it's been a month, I guess, since I really read it and thought about these, and I do think that just the very high level coordinated approach, but you know, I think responsible energy development mm-hmm. is a big part of
right.
what this commission and the state stands for. And also a good economic environment. You know, we want both reliable and affordable utilities for both to attract businesses and to make a comfortable lifestyle for citizens. And so, I mean, those are common themes that I
yeah.
think have been common at this commission for quite a few years
yeah.
now. And so, if we're all, you know, using our individual threads, but coming back to some of those kinds of things, I think it does make for a better read.
Yeah.
And a better picture of what we do and who we are.
For the staff interviews, how would you
yeah.
like us to, how much input do you want, I guess, in what's decided on who and...
I'd be interested in what the staff thinks, how they'd like to do it, if they'd rather do them together or separate.
Right.
I mean, and I'm open to...
The groups might make it more comfortable for some that would say, no, they don't want to do it one-on-one, but maybe if they have others there, they might be more comfortable.
Have you talked with them?
But
no.
No, we haven't yet. And kind of, I was thinking just kind of hit on every division in some way. Because we're really, they do actually a fair amount.
So I don't know necessarily about, you know, like weights and measures and
auctioneer
licensing and maybe even not rail. So Conrad may be out there.
They said we can focus on whatever we want to highlight at the commission.
Thing with,
so
when you get it so much
yeah.
that you lose kind of, and then it's
yep.
just like a little bit.
Yep.
So you kind of lose your
yeah.
punch.
Well, you can lose your theme.
Right. So,
a lot of them that
I
see.
The focus of this is a lot of public utilities.
I do too.
But then, you know, I do think two things that are associated with public utilities, and maybe I'm missing some, so I might be more in two, but certainly the mine reclamation is maybe a little less so with abandoned mine lands, but certainly reclamation is. And then also the call before you dig stuff. Damage prevention, that's what I'm trying to. Because those are utilities, and we're trying to protect utilities and protect the public. So.
Mm-hmm. Which would be a hard part.
I think we can get the best of both worlds in terms of. Perhaps narrowing it a little bit because it does get very broad. This is one of those unique opportunities where inadvertently we are able to promote the good things, not just the commission does, but through the commission, the good things the state does.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think oftentimes when I remember the first NARUC meeting I went to was in San Diego, and I quickly recognized that the California commissioners almost treated you like the plague because you were from a state that produces fossil fuels. Literally, it was just so interesting, and I went into one of the sessions and said, wow, they're talking about us. and it was, you know, California commissioners, and so I think a lot of what we do is misunderstood. And we have a front row seat to it, and as well as, you know, important regulatory roles. So it's a chance to, you know, it's about telling our story, but it's also, I think it's an opportunity. I think it's a good opportunity. Now, from a writing standpoint, just remember, I was in newspapers, but not a writer, not a journalist. Yeah. I was the business guy. Hired reporters and an editor, primarily, figure it out. But we might have had financial woes if I had been the lead writer, so.
Okay, so do we, I guess the decision is on staff, PUD and reclamation. I wouldn't want to have them meeting with all of reclamation. I would say reclamation leadership. Or we could also handle reclamation through you talking about it too. You know, you might have more of the high level information to really drive it home versus more in the weeds that they would get upstairs. Not that I'm opposed to having Dean do it, but I think you communicate it in a very effective way, what's being done.
They did want like a handful of staff.
I think
interviews.
They want
it's
some staff
common.
People, so I think if he's available that day that we could interview Dean.
Okay.
And he could bring somebody with him if he wants to, and then PUD. And then it's just looking through, it's common for like the executive secretary, not saying her you have
yeah.
to. Legal, they have a lot of other positions. We don't have legislative liaisons and customer service reps, which I think would be me. Engineering manager, I don't know what that is.
So maybe we did, if we did like Dean and his team or whoever he wants to bring in, I wouldn't have it be too many though. PUD. Steve and Jack.
Yeah, they could do it together.
Yeah.
Kind of that level.
And then, you know, Steve and Jack and you, or if you want to do some
that might fit in.
Separately too.
Okay.
Just depends. And I'm comfortable with them, PUD being broken into two groups too if they want to.
They can decide. Pat's not here, maybe he's listening. I'll talk with the directors
sure.
in each of those areas and have them decide how they want to do it and who's comfortable doing it. Some people might not
right.
want to. And they do take pictures. So some people may or may not like that.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, so I think.
So then we'll move that to scheduling.
Yeah, so then we'll move that to scheduling and look for a day that works, and then I'll take care of. We'll schedule your times and I'll take care of scheduling the staff members in that day then. And then just think about where you want to take your pictures, the only other thing. But
perfect.
We don't have to decide that today.
Good.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Stacy.
Yep.
So okay. So next one is Great Plains Natural Gas, cost of gas 2021.
Hey, just yesterday, the company filed the request information.
What was it again? Can you remind me?
So this is the Great Plains Natural Gas cost
of
gas.
What was the requested information?
We requested different month views.
Oh, yeah.
So this isn't for a decision today or anything, but they just filed the information. I haven't had a chance to look at it. I know we weren't sure what direction we were going to want to go, so I guess I'm seeing, first of all, if you want to have a work session before we schedule a special, or we could probably schedule them both, but I guess just kind of trying to get a feel for, do you think you need an informal, or do you just want to schedule a special?
I don't personally need an informal. I think a work session.
Or sorry, that's what I meant. Too many different.
I was going to say we have that already. So
work session.
Not again.
Sorry.
I think it's. I haven't looked at the scenarios.
Yep. Right, and I wasn't expecting any would have. Like I said,
I suspect we're probably going. I don't think it'll take very long.
Yeah. So maybe we can kind of do it. We've done similar things in the past. We have a work session and then follow it with a special.
Okay.
And what's our date on that again? The 29th?
It's on here somewhere. Yes, 28th.
28th. And that's that was the date they gave us in terms of implementing on?
Yep, to implement for August 1, they need to know by July 28th. So
okay.
July 28th would be our last.
The last day.
To do this.
So next week, well, I'm out at NARUC. I don't know. Are either of you guys going to NARUC?
I'm going to attend virtually.
All right. Okay. So, and then I leave later tomorrow afternoon for a family reunion, actually in Colorado, which worked out sort of nice. So I'm not really available. I'm not available on Friday, Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday of next week. Friday of this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. But
then we get into 2 days of
we
the
could do
rate
like,
case.
Oh yeah. So if we looked at the 26th, 27th.
Victor and I have SPP. But did you say you leave? Are you gonna be here for a while tomorrow?
I am here in the morning. Yep. Is that tomorrow? Wait, 15th.
Because we have the information out.
You are the only participant in this conference.
Yeah, I could do
press any key to continue this conference.
I am not available. First thing tomorrow morning, I have a dentist appointment for the kids that I have to take them to.
The conference will now continue.
What time are you available?
I am hoping by 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Oh, that works. 10 o'clock would be fine.
He's hoping 9:30, 10.
Actually, I'm sorry. I just noticed they have another skating on top of Dennis, so it would be closer to noon. I'm sorry.
Noon.
Second tonight.
We can do noon.
Was there anything else that we have to schedule that's more urgent?
I don't think so. I will have one other thing. I forgot to add it in advance, but we had our hearing on Monday for the natural gas CO2 line. I think we had talked about briefly in there having this approved before the end of the month, so we would likely need another work session and special.
I don't think we need a work session for that. I think once they get the findings.
Actually, just this morning I received proposed findings from them.
Yeah.
So they're
I mean, I think.
Yeah, that's fine.
There wasn't much outstanding on that. That wasn't, you know, there was no outstanding issues really.
There really wasn't. There were
so
a couple of requests for information, but those have already been submitted as well. So, we could do, and that was kind of part of
I'm not ready to do that tomorrow though. Like we wouldn't be able to do that meeting and have a special meeting. I don't want to add all of that to that 12 o'clock.
Right, and I wouldn't be able to have an order ready for that quickly.
Okay, so we'll do the Great Plains Natural Gas cost of gas tomorrow at noon, right?
Work session, right?
A work session, yeah, because they don't have an order. So then we could piggyback a special meeting later in the month.
Yeah,
right. That's what I was thinking, is that we could do the special meeting to do Core Natural Gas and Great Plains, like 28th or earlier.
Yeah.
If that works with your calendars.
Okay, perfect. All right, so we're gonna move we scheduled, for those who didn't catch it, number 3 already in scheduling, even though we're still on discussion.
So we scheduled number
work
2.
Work session.
For number 2.
I'm talking under scheduling matters, we scheduled number 3
sorry.
Work session. Or
yes.
Tomorrow at noon.
You are correct.
So when are we going to be able to squeeze the special meeting in? We've got the 26th, 27th, or 28th. If I heard correctly with other conflicts, or is that a conflict?
Can we
for
just
any of us?
Save that for back in scheduling and finish discussion? Because we still have one more item on discussion.
Oh, yep, I'm hopping ahead. You're
that's
correct.
All right. We kind of all did that.
Yep.
Okay.
So we've talked about the one I added at the end, and we've talked about Great Plains. So the Otter Tail Advanced Prudence. So this is about their advanced metering infrastructure. I've went through the application. I've had a few data requests that I've got satisfactory responses. I don't have any problems with this filing, and I don't intend to become advocacy staff and hire experts. The question to you all is, are you comfortable with handling this ADP as an informal hearing, or would you like something more or different?
I guess, have you talked to Brian about this yet?
I haven't.
Okay.
I'm just trying to get a feel for all three of you, what your feelings are. It's I kind of see it as largely policy type of questions, you know, the financial stuff for the costs and associated savings all pencil out just fine.
Well, I guess I don't want to get ahead of where he might be as portfolio holder on it. And so if you want to talk to Victor about it, look at it, talk to Victor about it, make a recommendation, I'm
okay.
good with that.
I will do that.
Does that work for you?
Barring something I'm foreseeing, I'm okay with the informal.
Yeah, I would
process.
Think I would probably be too, but again.
Oh, yeah, I don't anticipate more than informal.
Sure.
I think it's going to be a pretty quick informal, frankly.
Quite likely.
Well, it's, yeah.
It's in an hour.
I mean, it's a...
It's different. I mean, it's not that we never do informals for ADPs. It's just not the standard, as it were.
Well, and this is advanced metering. It's not just typical metering. This is a new
yep.
investment in meters.
Correct.
Well, let's...
So we can...
Yeah,
Commissioner Crushes and I can discuss some more. I just want to
okay.
get a feel from that.
Yeah, and then if you guys decide to just move forward with an informal, go ahead.
Yep.
Okay.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All righty. That's it for discussion. Then we'll go to scheduling. We already did part of this. Why don't we do the special meeting first, just to get that off the get that on the books, and it's kind of the most pertinent thing. And somebody threw out the 28th, and you guys will be done with SPP by then?
As it turns out, I mean, I think the reason that's open is because that was my travel day.
Okay.
But we are no longer going to Arkansas.
Oh, lucky
so,
you.
So, yes, I am available on the 28th, and I expect late in the day on the 27th, if for some reason the 28th didn't work.
28th works for me.
Okay. Why don't we plan on the 28th and do it like, should we just do it 10, like a normal commission time?
Okay.
All right. So the special meeting, and that will be for Great Plains.
Great Plains case 21-10 and Great Plains Natural Gas. Or no.
Dakota.
Dakota Natural Gas. No.
Dakota Gasification.
So there you go.
CO2 line.
Dakotas and gases. 21-150 would be that case. So it'll be a special for those two.
Okay.
Which
special
cases?
Meeting.
21-10 and 21-150.
Thank you.
Wednesday, July 28th at 10. All right. So that takes care of number three under scheduling. Let's do public utilities fortnightly, which was another one added.
So they were looking at the first 3 weeks in August. They prefer to avoid Mondays and Fridays because of their travel time around it. And then, like I said, we just need a day where you're all three around, but you don't have to be around all day. So you just need a half hour of your time and maybe a half hour for a picture.
Did you say the first 3 weeks or the last 3 weeks?
First 3 weeks.
I cannot do it the first 2 weeks.
I was going to say the first week is no good for me too, just so you know, because we're moving that week. But I think Pam had, what days did 17th or 19th look like possibilities, just looking through your guys' calendars?
Yeah, we probably don't want to do it on a day where we have a commission meeting.
Yeah, and I will just say, you know, who knows what else comes up in the meantime, but based on what we know now, I always prefer to schedule things after the meeting instead of the day before the meeting in case something big comes up. So if it's up to us, how about the 19th, unless one of you has a conflict, then I do not have anything scheduled the 17th. But.
The 19th, I just have an OMS meeting in the afternoon, but that's just from 1 to 3-ish. So
we'll make sure our interviews and picture it
in the
morning.
Yeah. Does the 19th work for you, Brian?
It does.
Do you guys want to schedule your times right away? Do you want to do the picture first, or you have any thoughts? They said they would be here right away at 8, unless you
okay.
want to be outside a little later in the day if you want to do it outside.
Do it outside. The best sun is going to probably be around, well, that depends on the angle. I'm thinking if we didn't have the capital in the background. I'm just trying to think, okay, so the sun's essentially overhead this time of year anyway, so maybe it doesn't. Mm-hmm. Earlier, though, it cast a lot of shadows.
Well, I'm trying to think now. they replaced that sign way down in the south end of the mall.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Capitol building's way in the background.
Yep.
I can't remember what they did with that sign, but is that a nice backdrop for the three-person picture?
The sign?
That's right in the middle of the mall.
I don't know what it looks like now.
The middle, east and west, but way
by
the south
prairie,
end.
By the Pioneer family? Was it down
it's
there?
It's like by the end of the far side of the loop.
Yeah, it's right off the street.
Yeah.
Right off the boulevard there.
I don't think we have to pick. Do we have to pick just one location?
No.
Could we start there, then move forward, maybe the flowers?
Yeah,
the
whatever. I just
back,
need time
move
right
in
now.
With the
yeah,
seal
I
the
mean,
background.
Even like the state libraries are cool, the pillars
yeah.
and stuff.
Yeah.
So let's just plan it outside at like 9. Or we could do interviews first. I don't want to be squinting into the sun either, which is terrible.
And the other thing, we need to plan an inside location too, just in case.
Yeah. If it's raining or something, we'll use it. Yeah.
We used to have happen where water comes out of the sky.
Yeah, we could just move inside.
And I'm fine with the Memorial Hall with the black and the pillars. But you guys have a better preference. I mean, this is kind of, you can see what this looks like.
I honestly don't care where we take the photo.
Yeah. He doesn't care. Okay, so inside is, are you at the Memorial Hall? With inside? And then outside we'll just meet at the, should we do them at 6, at what? 9, and then?
Picture at 9?
And then the interviews following.
Okay, do you have an order that you prefer? Anyone have any other conflicts that morning?
I wouldn't mind going first just so I can get done and have some time to.
9:30 for you then?
Sure. Or whenever we're done with the pictures.
And then next, doesn't matter. Okay, I'll put, I don't know if they want like kind of breaks. We'll do 10 o'clock for Brian. And then I'm so wondering if they're gonna want a break.
Is half an hour gonna be enough time to get
that's
down
what,
there and get the pictures and get back up?
It shouldn't be that hard.
What time did you say, 10? Brian?
10. And then I was wondering if they want a little break.
Well, if they're coming at 8,
I would do them every
what are we doing before we take
I can put a staff. I can put a staff person there. I'll fill in their time with staff interviews. But if you want to do yours at 8, I can put you at 8. Or 8:30.
You'd have to arrive in time.
Otherwise, I'll stick a staff interview there.
Are these all things we're determining now already? For
your guys' scheduling, we kind of need to get it scheduled. But then the other things I'll fill in, like the staff. And
I'm wide open. Because
otherwise your guys' calendars fill up. And
I put at least 4 or 5 minutes.
And they'll know, too. I bet they'll know. Like, we can, they'll know how long.
So right now I got picture at 9, Julie 9:30, Brian 10. Would you like to go before or after?
I'll let you know between 8 or 10:30.
Between those two times.
Okay. You'll let me know. Okay. Sounds good.
All right. And if they want a little bit more time for the photo, then just bump us, right? 45 minutes for each thing or whatever.
I think it would be safe if we just block out till noon that morning. You have the afternoon meeting.
Yeah. I just didn't want to block all your guys' time when you don't actually need to be there.
Right.
You know, when the other commissioners, when you're done with your interview and the picture, you're done.
Yeah.
No, I'm just thinking for flexibility. I'm just going to block out from 8 to noon.
Okay.
And I kind of am too. Things
okay.
are going to ebb
okay.
and flow. And if, you know, they're a little late, no problem.
Okay.
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 Sounds good. Thanks, Stacey.
Yep.
So now this number one. Stacey, that's you.
Yeah.
Did you guys get a copy of this email? Was it in your packet? I asked for it to be, but it was a request from the North Dakota Geographic Alliance. It's having a teacher workshop here at the Capitol on August 3rd, and they We're wondering if they could come to the commission and have one commissioner talk to them sometime that afternoon. The 3rd of August in the afternoon. I guess Steve said that this group has been here before.
Yeah, they were the ones that came in.
I would normally volunteer as chair, but I am closing on our house that day, so I'm not going to be there. Knock on wood. Closing in.
I'm available. I don't know. Who's the group? Teachers of what?
North Dakota Geographic Alliance. And it's a teacher workshop.
I would enthusiastically
focusing,
do it. How about that?
Focusing on environmental issues that face
sure
our
one can't make it. I'll do it with enthusiasm.
It's pretty bad.
No, it did. Right, we could flip a coin. I don't care.
I will remind both of you that there's an event in Fargo that afternoon.
That is right. There is. I don't have it. I have it on.
What time did they want to do that?
Anytime in the afternoon.
Good point.
I could do it at 1 sharp.
Isn't this thing at 3? I have 3 then. That seems early.
Thing at 5? Huh?
Yeah. I don't know why it would be
6:30.
Oh.
No, 5:30.
Okay.
No, 6:30.
Oh, maybe I put drive time in. That's what I did.
I can do the teachers at
1. That's when I had to leave.
But not late in the afternoon.
Okay, so it sounds like Randy would be available at 1. If that doesn't work for them, though, then it wouldn't work for the rest of you. So.
Okay,
I'll throw that out. Now I will let you know if that works for them. Otherwise,
so who's doing it?
Not available. Randy at 1, if that works. Otherwise, it won't work.
Can you follow up with them, though, in the meantime and find out
more details,
a little more what they like to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, summer fall picnic. We just ran out of time at the last meeting to schedule this. We've done it in September in the past, most recent past, the last probably 3 years. And were we going to go back to the same location, Steve?
Right? I think we should. I thought that
did
was
you guys
good
like
venue.
That? The that shelter up.
Yep.
Oh yeah, I think it's great.
You're
yeah,
because okay
that's
that?
Got the in. You can do the interior and the exterior.
Yeah.
So if the weather's bad, we have options. Yeah.
You're good with that location.
Mm-hmm.
Have you checked on any dates that that's available?
I have not yet.
When do they shut down the splash pad?
What?
The splash pad, when does it shut down? Probably, I don't know. Actually,
you were really
no
having fun in there last year, weren't you, Brian?
He wanted to, and it was cold.
Well, some of the employees have smaller kids, and
yeah, that would be fun.
I mean, if it's a nice, you know, warm day, yeah, why not? Or maybe they're going to go, oh, really?
I hate to kick this off, but I think you need to call and find out when it's available and get some dates for that facility.
Okay. Are there dates that don't work for the three of you in that early part of September?
When I see this in the scheduling, I looked ahead, and it seems to me last year we did it on a meeting day when we didn't have an informal, and for starters, we're all here that day.
Yes.
And I looked, and it just seems like September 1st just seems like the logical date.
Oh, that's right, because we have that.
That would work for me.
We could not do an informal, and we got some time to prepare.
Good enough.
My only issue is I will be at the Santa Fe thing the days before, but if we keep the cooking easy. My point is, I'll be getting back on Tuesday night, so I won't have much time to cook.
Mike told me he does all the cooking.
I was just going to say, you know, Mike and the two boys, there you go.
I feel like I usually do a lot. Especially for this event.
Are you going to have a place to cook?
Hopefully. Theoretically, yes.
Well, I'll volunteer to make burgers.
Yeah, we usually do the burgers and the brats. And salads.
If you're out,
what about
let's
the 8th?
Pick a different day.
Could we do the 8th? Because I don't know when I'll cook, to be honest. I mean, I'd like to be like a sport about it, but reality tells me it'll be back late and I'll be scrambling. And you don't want me to go buy a bunch of gross salads.
Better chances won't be so hot on the 8th, too. The 8th works for me.
Or I'm okay with trying to do it earlier, too. But it gets kind of tight for families with back to school and stuff.
I'm going
to
have problems earlier.
Okay.
Let's go to try the 8th, and then if that's not available, Steve should bring us some dates.
Yeah.
At that point, I'll...
Just listening to the discussion. 1st, 8th.
All right. It looks like the 8th is wide open on our schedule.
Okay.
So, see if that works, if you can secure it for the 8th.
Yeah.
All right. Good.
One, if we're done with scheduling.
Mm-hmm.
Confirmation's never been a problem.
Hmm?
Doesn't that usually start after the 1st?
Church.
In September.
I don't know. We haven't had issues with
we
that.
Haven't had that. Have
we had them on the Wednesdays typically?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Reschedule personnel meeting.
Oh, right. Steve's meeting. Could we do that tomorrow earlier? Because you guys... Like Victor, we're doing the thing at noon, but if we could do like 10 for that meeting.
And then tomorrow we have a noon too?
Yeah.
I would have to do it remotely.
Both of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is fine, because I can do it off a speakerphone or something.
What about... What is today's date? 14th?
14th.
What about after the informal this afternoon? Or are you guys around? Tied up?
Tomorrow?
No, today, after the informal.
I'm around.
Because then we could do it in person, not have to deal with the... Steve?
Yep.
All right, should we say 3? I don't know how long that customer credit, is that going to be short? 2:30 then?
I think it'll be even.
Half hour.
Well, we can give them 30 minutes. It's the same DOE settlement process that we've gone through year after year. It's just this amount for this time around. It's very innocuous. It should be quick.
So let's say 2:30 then, for that personnel.
All right, we'll get it scheduled.
Sweet. All right, anything else for the good of the order? If not, we're adjourned. Thanks, everybody. Right.